pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Vahi baboker v'hina hi Leah." That Yaakov Avinu realized in the morning that he was married to Leah, not to Rachel. How exactly did that happen? So Rashi explains from Chazal that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that Lavan would trick him when he asked to marry Rachel, and he'd give him Leah instead. So Yaakov Avinu gave special simonim to Rachel that would identify her. But when Rachel saw that Leah was being taken to Yaakov, she was afraid that Leah would become embarrassed when Yaakov would realize that she wasn't Rachel, so she gave the special simonim to her sister Leah. So that's why until the morning Yaakov didn't realize it was Leah. The Gemara Megill on Daf Yugimel Amadeus formulates this statement of Chazal in a very interesting way. The Gemara says, "Bischar tznius shehoisa b'rochel zochso v'yotso mimenasho." That because of the tznius, the midah of tznius that Rochel demonstrated, she was zocha that Shaul HaMelech descended from her. At first glance, the Gemara seems a little bit puzzling. What Rochel did was an incredible act of chesed. It was a selfless act. But how did that show the midah of tznius? We generally understand that tznius means acting modestly, in a way that's hidden from the public eye. But the truth is, tznius means more than that. The Mishnayos in different places refer to a group of individuals who are known as tznuim. Take, for example, the Mishnah in Kelayim. It used to be that a suit salesman would wear his own suits to show them off to potential customers. I don't think they ever did this in Macy's, but that's what they did at the time of the Mishnayos. That the suit salesman would wear his own suits. The Mishnah says that even if the suit is made out of shatnez, the salesman can wear it. Mochiksus mochen kedarkan. They're allowed to wear the suit in the normal fashion, as long as they don't have intent to derive any benefit from the shatnez. They don't have kavana to be nene from the shatnez, to protect themselves from the sun or from the shade, then it's permissible for them to wear the suit. It's a davar shenu miskaven. As long as it's a davar shenu miskaven, then it's permissible for the salesman to wear the suit. But says the Mishnah, they had tznuin mafshilin b'makel, but the tznuin would hang the suit from a stick. Even though technically it was permissible for the tznuim to wear the suit themselves, although it had shatnez in it, the tznuim wanted to stay far away from the issur of shatnez, so therefore they used to hang the suit from the stick if the suit had shatnez in it. Who are these tznuim? The Rambam on the Mishnah there explains that the tznuim were medaktik in the mitzvahs. They're called tznuim because they were medaktik in the mitzvahs. They were very careful with mitzvahs. It seems strange. What does diktuk b'mitzvahs have to do with tznius? The Maral writes in his Sefer Nesivas Olam that someone who's a real tsanua, someone who's modest, is focused on internals. He's focused on pnimius, not on externals. Such a person isn't happy with just a superficial understanding of situations and of people. He's looking for the deeper meaning in life. That's why the pasuk says in Mishlei ve'es tznuim chochma, that the chochmas haTorah, true wisdom, is given to tznuim. Because someone who acts modestly in a way that's hidden from the public eye is zochet to chochma, to the chochma of Torah, which is hidden from most people. One who is focused on pnimius, on the deeper meaning of life, is given a deeper understanding of life. He's given chochma. That's the type of tznius that Rochel demonstrated. She could have kept quiet when Leah was being led to the chuppah. No one asked her to share the simonim with her. She wasn't obligated to do so. But Rochel saw beyond the superficial. She looked more deeply into the situation. She grasped the consequences of remaining silent. And that's what made her feel compelled to share the special simonim with her sister Leah. Someone who's a tsanua looks more deeply into situations and acts with chokhmah, with sensitivity, realizing the consequences of his or her behavior. Rabbi Tursky once commented that perhaps this can also explain the fact that Chazal refer to those who are medakdek b'mitzvahs with the term tznuin. Because a person who's a medakdek b'mitzvahs isn't happy with just the external performance of the mitzvah. He's concerned about the Ratzon Hashem behind the mitzvah. He's focused on the pnimius of that mitzvah, on the inner meaning of the mitzvah, on its details, on its nuances. That's why he's called a tsanua. That's why he's so careful about the mitzvah. Tznius, in a deeper sense, really means having the proper perspective on life, appreciating what's really important. A tzanua isn't concerned with superficialities. He's focused on inner meaning. He's focused on emes, on truth. A tzanua realizes what's truly primary in life and what's only secondary. Good Shabbos.